You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join walking encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, just call him Sully, it's a lot easier, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, and insightful analysis of the day's biggest stories. Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. I thought today was going to be a much happier episode. I thought today was going to be fun. I had so many things planned. George Springer hit his first home run since coming back off the IL. He actually has three on the season for Toronto. I know. I thought it was his first. But he looked so happy rounding the bases. I wanted to talk about George Springer being happy. I wanted to talk about Alek Manoah going out there, staring down the Orioles after the Orioles whined and moaned and got him thrown out. Without realizing that's just what Alek Manoah do. He plunks people and strikes people out. I'm probably still going to talk about Manoah because I need something good to talk about today. I can't even talk about Vladdy hitting his 25th home run of the season. Nope. I don't get to talk about any of that. Because yet again, I have to waste time talking about yet another freaking blow-up from the Blue Jays bullpen. Again. I should not have to do this every freaking time. Like, the bullpen's supposed to be, like, saved for the end of the episode. Like, the last segment. Where I can just give, like, tips of the hat to players who are doing well in there. I can kind of do that. I can give the tip of the hat to Tim Mesa. Tim Mesa went out there and did his job. Worked a clean inning. Struck out a batter. He's looking like he's found his mojo again after that swoon in May. I can give a tip of the cap to Jordan Romano. Jordan Romano keeps doing his job. Worked around a runner on third to keep his slate clean down to a 130 ERA. But no, I can't even really focus on those guys. Because yet again, I have to talk about the most frustrating pitcher I have seen on a mound since Ricky Vaughn without glasses in Major League. And I know that's an almost 30-year-old reference. That movie's old as I am. But no, I have to talk about yet another blow-up from Tyler Rancid Sour Cream on the Roulette Wheel, Chatwood. Because, yet again, Tyler Chatwood went out there and could not find the plate. And he's the eighth inning guy. He has not pitched like an eighth inning guy consistently for the past 2 months. He did all right during that winning streak. He did all right in the Marlins series. But that's also the Marlins. Marlins are young. They'll swing at things. So when Tyler Chatwood went out there for the top of the eighth inning, again, Tyler Chatwood is the eighth inning option right now in this bullpen. and he walked Cedric Mullins, and he walked Freddy Galvis. You almost expected it. You expected it out of him. Heck, I was thrilled he struck out Trey Mancini. I thought for sure Mancini was going to blast one off him. Because that's what Trey Mancini do against the Blue Jays. But no. Instead, he gives up a little short hop single to Ryan Mountcastle to score a run. And then that was it. Charlie Montoyo had seen enough. Honestly, I don't blame him. But there was no one else to turn to in that bullpen. Because the injuries have mounted up to the point where Tyler Chatwood is the eighth inning option. Julian Merriweather ain't walking through that door. AJ Cole ain't walking through that door. Rafael Dolis isn't walking through that door. Instead, Charlie Montoyo had to dig in and call in for his third career major league appearance, Taylor Saucedo. And he's like, okay, Rook, there's one out. Runners on first and third. We have a 3-run lead. Can you stop this? And the answer was no. Because Taylor Saucedo is a rookie in his third major league appearance. He's not a fireman. Gave up a single to Anthony Santander and a double to Austin Hayes, and that was 3 runs, and that tied the game. And Jordan Romano had to come out and put out the fire. Again. And then that wasn't enough, because you can't actually have Jordan Romano just pitch all the innings for you out of that bullpen. They had to go to the top of the 10th. And who did they have for the top of the 10th? Trent Thornton. Trent Thornton, a swing man who hadn't pitched in 5 days because the Blue Jays rotation is actually doing its job and they don't actually need innings out of him at this time. That Trent Thornton. And he looked like someone who hadn't pitched in 5 days because he couldn't find the plate either. Walked Anthony Santander, walked Michael Franco, and then had a 1-2 count on Pat Valaika, the light-hitting backup infielder, and lost him because he kept throwing cutters that were halfway to Delaware. And walked home the winning run. And the Blue Jays gave away a victory they should have had. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about this. I can only imagine how frustrated Charlie Montoyo is. Because watching this bullpen is making my hair fall out. Not really, but... God, I don't know where the answers are, because they're not on waivers, they're not in minor league contracts. I don't believe John Axford is going to come in and save this bullpen from itself. I don't believe Jacob Barnes is suddenly going to find form that he hasn't had since he was with Milwaukee in like 2016. And become the savior this team needs. I don't have confidence in that. Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins say they're going to address the bullpen. They need to do it now. Not the deadline. Now. There needs to be an arm in there to help Jordan Romano. Because he doesn't have help right now. Other than Tim Mazza. Guy who I literally saw snap his arm in half like a twig on the mound is the only bridge to Jordan Romano, who's actually pitching with some consistency right now. And he's not even the best lefty, because I miss Ryan Borecki so much, but he's also on the IL. They need to fix this. They need to address this. And I don't know where that answer is either, but that is why Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins are paid a bunch of money. They're paid to find those guys and get those guys in. So I don't have to watch Tyler Chatwood be eighth inning Tyler Chatwood anymore, because I don't know if I can keep doing it. Put Anthony Castro there. Put Joel Pamps, Balky back and all there. Call up Travis Bergen. Call up Nick Allgaier. Put someone there that isn't Tyler Chatwood, because Tyler Chatwood cannot be trusted. And in baseball, you have to have some level of trust in what someone is doing. I can at least tell you who to trust if you're looking to invest in the stock market, because investing is complicated. But whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio, and they can create a globally diversified, low-cost set of index funds personalized just for you in minutes. You don't have to make trades. You don't have to pick stocks. You don't have to watch the ticker or read the newspaper or buy a newspaper, because who subscribes to a newspaper these days? They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control, and can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, Wealthfront's tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25 advisory fee. And it's all automatic. They're trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockdownmlb. All you need is $500 to get started. You can grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do all the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockdownmlb. That's wealthfront.com/lockdownmlb to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockdownmlb and get started today. Okay, so I want to talk about Alek Manoah, because I have yet to chime in on the whole situation, which, let's be honest, it's stupid. If you thought Alek Manoah was looking at Michael Franco and be like, yeah, this is the guy I need to plunk, I mean, give your head a shake. I have no idea why the Orioles figured they needed to come out of the dugout for that. If they did any bit of research on the kid, they would know Alek Manoah is wild. Alek Manoah is going to hit people. I talked about this when he was called up for the first time. He has wonderful stuff. He has a fastball that is electric and a slider that moves. And sometimes that slider gets away from him and plunks people. But nah. Orioles come on to fight, because the Orioles were in the midst of a 19-game road losing streak that was soon extended in that game. No, it wasn't in that game, because it was in Camden Yards. But a team that was super bad. And they went out there and they got Alek Manoah suspended. And I'm guessing tomorrow we're going to hear that the appeal has been dropped, because now the Blue Jays can just slot Manoah into their rotation normally. Because Saturday's game, I believe they're going with Ryu, as we figured. And then Stripling for the finale, and then they get the off day, and that's probably when Steven Matz will be reactivated. So 29th would be Matz, or 30th would be Matz if they want to keep Robbie Ray on his regular rest, which Robbie seems to want to do. And I'm willing to go with him because he's playing very well. So Robbie Ray, in the opener against Seattle. And then Steven Matz, and then Alec Manoah suspension over. Alec Manoah comes back. I believe that's how that would work. They might need Anthony Kay to stick around for one more game, but it's a little easier to do with the off day. So how is Alec Manoah going to respond to the team that just cost him a start and is making him play around with this tomfoolery? Well, he responded with 6 innings of 4-hit ball. He struck out 6. Gave up the 1 unearned run because Bo Bichette sent a ball so hard into the opposing dugout that it caromed out and actually held the runner. So, yay. But he was effective and able to battle out of situations when he had to. And that's what you want to see out of a starting pitcher. A guy who you can still sit back and be like, okay, he's got runners on first and second, 2 out. What's he going to do here? Well, he had a solution. He gritted through an 8-pitch at bat and eventually got DJ Stewart to fan. You know, he overcame an error by getting a double play ball out of Freddy Galvis. Yeah, they gave up the run, but they got 2 outs. They cleared the bases. Manoah continued to, you know, even in the last batter he faced in that 6th inning when he had runners on the corners, he battled through and fanned Austin Hayes on 3 straight sliders. Dude is a battler. Dude has the mentality to succeed on the mound if he can just keep his control straight. Like, I'm willing to take the occasional plunked batter when he's able to do stuff like that. When he's able to show that level of fortitude mentally on the mound, I'm willing to take that. So, I wanted to talk more about that, but I had to rant up the bullpen for 10 minutes, so I'm trying to keep this short. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to Manoah getting out there next time against the Mariners and continuing what he's been doing. Because he is showing that he belongs. He did not need a lot of seasoning. He belongs in MLB right now. And that is good news for the Blue Jays. Now, what's good news for you is that betonline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Whether you want to bet on baseball, do you want to bet on the Stanley Cup final between Montreal and Tampa Bay? Do you want to bet on the NBA? Do you want to bet on the Euro 2020 knockout round? Anything. You can head over to BetOnline on whatever device you have and check out the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. And if you sign up today, you receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using the promo code LOCKEDON. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as the teams prep for their runs to the playoffs at BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at RockAuto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So why endure pointless questions and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer and just chooses whatever they have in the warehouse? You have computers with access to RockAuto.com at home and in your pocket. And you get the expertise of a family business that's been doing it for over 20 years and saving you time and money so you don't have to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more on things like brake parts and carburetors and water pumps that don't explode. You know you're getting a reliably low price, so go explore their easy-to-use website today and find a solution to your auto part needs. And when they ask, how did you hear about us, write Locked On in there so everyone gets to feel good about things. So check out the amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I've been aching and moaning about the bullpen, and I know what you're thinking. You're like, EJ, come on, you have to have something you can offer as a solution instead of just continuously pointing out the problems and pointing out how Tyler Chatwood makes you want to scream every time he walks another batter. Well, I mean, it does make me frustrated when I can't come up with a better metaphor than that, because I've just run out of ways to say Tyler Chatwood is like flipping a coin where one side of it is coated in, like, I don't know, Bengay that lands in your eye or something. It's just painful, all right? It's just painful to watch. So, if Marcia Pyro and Ross Atkins are working on trades, what is the immediate solution to the problem here? What is the thing they can do without, you know, trying to find another guy off waivers, trying and hoping that'll work? Well, I'd like to point your attention down a rung to Trenton, New Jersey, where the AAA Bisons are currently stashed while the Blue Jays take over Salem Field. And I would like to direct your attention to Kirby Snead. I mentioned Kirby Snead in the past on this podcast because I feel he is the next guy up out of that cabal of relievers that the Blue Jays have kept stashed at AAA. We saw Ty Tice come up and finally get his shot with the Blue Jays, and he did so well that they DFA'd him and sent him to Atlanta to make room for CJ Edwards, and we know how that went. But Snead has continued to put in very good work at the AAA level. The lefty has a 1.37 ERA in 18 appearances this season. And while in the past he could maybe be like, well, he's all right, but he's still giving up a lot of hits and he's walking some guys. Not this year. He's given up just 10 hits in those 19 and two-thirds innings. He's walked 6 batters in that stretch while striking out 26. Pretty good. I like those numbers. I'm not saying it would be an immediate success story for Snead. Snead and success is a weird combo of words to say. But I think he's earned the right to have a look there, just the way he's pitched the past few seasons. And like, yeah, he got his first taste of Buffalo in 2019. Didn't really have a shot to do anything in 2020, but he was deep into spring training this year. The team knows what he can do, and he's proved it there. I would love to see him get another shot in the bullpen, and you know, he could be the guy that actually gets called up if Saucedo is sent down. They would obviously have to add him to the 40-man. Shouldn't be too hard. I mean, there aren't really any players that we can move onto the 60-day IL from the 10-day. And Jared Hoying was removed from the 40-man. But I think he's worth the look over some other guys who they've tried. And I'll even throw one on the far horizon. Y'all remember John Harris? John Harris was a guy who back before the Blue Jays really built up their farm system. They're like, John Harris could be a starter for the Blue Jays. And then he was really bad at starting and basically fell by the wayside because he had like a 9 ERA in 2019. Pitching at three different levels. He didn't get into a lot of action because injury issues, but one particularly disastrous start at Dunedin springs out when he gave up 7 runs in 2 2/3 innings. Basically, Harris was getting lit up as a starter. So this year, the Blue Jays decided he was going to focus on being a reliever. And the results are much more encouraging. Harris is currently posting the lowest ERA he's ever posted as a professional baseball player. In 14 outings, he's got a 1.74 ERA. He's got 17 strikeouts in 20 2/3 innings. So still not really king people at the rate you would expect. But he is a guy who's just learning to, you know, fully exert himself. Similar to Ryan Barucki at the major league level. Similar to a Tyler Chatwood. Only, you know, hopefully without the frustrating bouts of madness. But it definitely looks like Harris is more in his comfort zone operating in shorter stints. So that may get him his first look at AAA this year. And that would be a nice step to see if Harris does have what it takes to actually stick at AAA as opposed to making the cameo that he did in 2018. Where, again, he was all right. 3 ERA as a starter, but I mean, 2019 proved he's not a starter. So just a couple names on the farm that might get looks in the future here, because what else can they do? I know what else you can do. You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you're listening to this. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, subscribe to Locked On Today, where they're going to be talking about the NBA playoffs and the Clippers getting back into their series against Phoenix. So get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. You can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb and I can prove it because they gave me a check mark. And I don't know what I did to deserve that, but hey, I know a lot of people want it. Apparently I have it. I am the rare transgender woman to have it, so yeah, I ain't giving it up, so hey, we'll take it and ride. And we'll ride on to the next episode. Hopefully I can talk more about, you know, George Springer's comeback and working himself into game shape. And maybe the offense, because the offense has been fine the past couple days. Just, you know, it's all come undone. It's all come and done by the bullpen. So I didn't even get to talk about Anthony Kay actually being like good on Thursday with the 5 shutout innings. Maybe I'll be able to talk about that next time. I mean, there's hope, right? At least for now. So until next time, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at chasefromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.